Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
As long as I'm going to stay. If you got something in you, my daddy's always told me if it's in you, it's going to come out of you, and it's coming out of me this morning. If you got your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 5. And this verse has been eating at me since Monday. I told my daddy, I said, Daddy, I don't know if I'm going to be able to preach it to Sunday night. I said, I may have to preach it tonight in the truck. But I love this. And if you can see here in verse 5, we'll start in 11 here, or chapter 5, verse 11. But you can see from 4 down to 11, it says, blessed are they.
Yeah.
But we'll start in verse 11. It says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you. Falsely for my sake. He says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted?
Right.
It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of man. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel,
right,
but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You may be seated.
Amen.
But I love this verse and what it talks about. You can see there, I've got it underlined, got quotation marks, falsely for my sake. He says, say all manner of evil against you falsely. Falsely for my sake. It's false. It says in Corinthians 1:18, it says, for the preaching of the cross perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. To the world, you are a fool. To the world, I am a fool.
Right.
Jesus Christ is a fool to the world, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. God means something to me in my life. He is my everything. I can't live and breathe without Jesus Christ. There was a point in my life where I didn't want Jesus Christ. I was a preacher's kid. But her sharing her testimony of how I got saved, I want to share how I got saved. The best thing that I'll ever hear, the best thing, the hardest thing I'll ever preach on is my own testimony. I've heard a lot of great testimonies, but the best testimony I'll ever hear in my life is my testimony. You can say, you can have all these great testimonies. I've heard very good ones, but mine is the best one I'll ever hear. Yours ought to be the best one you ever hear. I had stuff done to me in my life. I had a family member do things to me for 4 years. I was so ashamed. I was embarrassed. I felt sickening. I felt gross. I turned to alcohol. I was a preacher's son, don't get me wrong. I turned to alcohol. It wasn't helping. I smoked marijuana and my vapes wasn't going to help me. I couldn't find no peace at that bottom of the bottle. I couldn't find no peace at the end of that vape. I couldn't find it. I was one night at Sweet Gum Baptist Church. I run from the Lord. He ate me alive. I mean, He ate me alive from head to toe. There was a fire that was burning in me. I couldn't turn away. And I left that night and I was lost. Didn't tell nobody I was lost. Patrick O'Dell called me and said, son, you're lost. He said, I could see it all over you. I said, Patrick, I know I am, but I can't give up this thing. It's too good. I love the pleasure of sin. I love it, Patrick. I can't get rid of it. I said, it's like I can't get rid of it. I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to lustful things. Lustful things ain't always about man or woman. You can be lust upon alcohol, fishing, hunting, money. The money is the root of all evil. But I was addicted to that stuff. I loved it. I loved alcohol. I loved it. I about lost my family, my friends. I was cursed. I was thrown to the side of the road. My daddy would whoop me, and he'd cry over me. And I just didn't want nothing to do with my family, the hatred that was built up in my heart. And Tommy, he preached the message on Judas kissed the doorstep and died and went to heaven. I left night after night under conviction. But I couldn't run no more. There's eventually a point in time where you got to stop in your tracks. You can't keep running from it. If you keep on running, you're just going to dig yourself a deeper and deeper hole. It's going to make it worse on you. I said, God, I can't get rid of it. I've tried to quit. I can't do it, God. I'm addicted to it. He said, if you'll just lay it down at my feet, I'll take care of it. I laid my life down at Jesus' feet. That's the best thing that's ever happened to me. Me announcing my calling to preach was a good thing. But when I got saved, that is the best thing that's ever happened to me. My daddy being a preacher wasn't going to save me. My mama being a Christian wasn't going to save me. Friends and family that was Christian wasn't going to save me. It was the blood of Jesus Christ. But it says your light, and it's talking about your candle. God's light will not be put out. Yeah. You can go camping and it can be rain. If you got a big enough fire, that rain ain't gonna put your fire out. Yeah. It can rain and rain and rain, but if you got a big enough fire, it ain't gonna put that light out. It, no matter how big the storms come, as that's talking down there, no matter how big the storms is, God's light is stronger than any storm that's ever come. A buffalo, there's a difference between a buffalo and a cow. A cow will run from the storm. It'll run from the storm and keep going because it don't want to get in the storm. A buffalo will run to the storm because it knows if it runs to the storm, it'll be in that storm for just a shorter time. That cow will be in that storm longer. It'll be in that long because it's ran as far as it can go, and eventually that storm's going to catch up with it. But that buffalo, it runs to the storm. It faces it like a man, and he knows, and when he's in that storm, it's not going to be long. It's just a short time. Christian people, they run from the storm. They're scared of Satan's devices. They're afraid. They're afraid to take a step of faith. But if you'll just go to that storm, I promise you it'll work 10 times better. I ran from God. I ran from Him. But when I realized that was the best thing that's ever happened to me, Tommy. You can offer me $1 million. You can buy me a Corvette, a Camaro, a home. You can give me all the riches of the world. But I think I'd rather take Jesus Christ. Would you?
Amen.
I want you to put yourself in these shoes today. If you had to choose, if somebody come knocking on your door like they do overseas and said, you got to quit serving God or we're going to kill you, what would you do? Would you stand there and be like, no, I'm not going to serve. I'm not going to serve the Lord. I'm going to give up my life. I like to live my life. Or are you going to be a man of God and you're going to sit there and tell him, don't threaten me with heaven? There was a man one time held a gun to a guy's head and he said, I'll kill you if you don't quit preaching in the streets over here. He's on a missionary trip. That man said, don't threaten me with heaven. That's the attitude we got to have. But God's light will forever shine. No matter how hard times get, you can be like in the days of Noah where you couldn't even find righteous. But God's light was still there. It never went out. When you light up a candle, if it's a big enough candle, it'll light your bedroom up. And it'll light it up. That's the way God's candle is. It'll light your life up if you'll just let it. Today we're so bad. We're so bad to just not put our faith in God. And we don't want to take a step of faith. But sometimes that's what we got to do, whether we like it or not. I didn't want to be no preacher. I've seen what my dad had to go through. I told my daddy, I said, I'm not going to be a preacher. And that's final. That's the attitude I have. But Dad said, you ain't got no other choice. He said, of that or you go on and meet the Lord. And I didn't have no other choice. We all have a purpose in this life.
Yeah.
Some of you may not know what your purpose is yet, but you have one. That's why you're still here living and breathing. If I didn't have a purpose, I'd done be dead. Amen. We all have a purpose. It may be vacuuming in the church. It may be handing the preacher a bottle of water. It may just say a prayer in the altar. That might be your purpose, but it's good enough for God. And you ain't got to be no preacher. You ain't got to be no deacon. God has a special place for you. He does. But there's times in our life where we try to put a bushel over the candle. And we try to hide God's light. But if it's in you, people will know it. Your light will shine. People know where I stand at with God. A city up on a hill will not be hid. It can't be hid. No matter how many trees is in the way, it cannot be hid. A city will not be hid. I can promise you, when I go to school down there, they know where I stand at with God. My friends know not to call me and let's go to the bar on a Friday night. My friend knows where I'll be on Sunday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday night. My friends know where I stand at with God. They know where I stand. Where do you stand at with God? There's a lot of people today that our churches is divided with hatred. I had a preacher tell me the other night at a tent revival. He said, son, he said, watch how you preach. He said, you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. If I have to hurt your feelings, make you mad at me, make my picture on my wall with an X on it, I'll do it. Because I don't want you to die and go to hell. That night, I wasn't looking forward to going to heaven. I was scared of dying and going to hell. Hell is just as real as heaven will ever be. It's just as real. But everybody in hell today is there because of pride. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody there is in hell today is because of pride. The rich man had too much pride. He had too much money. He loved his money. but he died and went to hell. It says in the Bible, if a man hath the whole world and die and lose his soul, what would a man have? I mean, what would he have?
Right.
You can have all the riches of this world, but they can't bury you with it. You can't have both worlds. You can't have heaven and sin in this world. You can't straddle the fence. You can love everybody. You got to love everybody, but you don't got to like everybody. I can promise you one thing. I'm not going to sit down at a dinner table with somebody that's criticizing the Lord and all this stuff. I'll love them. I'll show them love. But you can't sit at the table with the devil and God too. He don't work that way. You can't keep one foot over on the sin, and you can't keep one foot over on God's side. You can't come to this altar, and you can't lay it all down at Jesus' feet and carry it right back up with you. It don't work that way. You got to be sick of your sin before you can lay it down before God. I've heard so many people say it, God will forgive me later. No, later may not always come.
That's right.
God will take you out of here before you make a mockery of Him. Galatians 6:7, it says, God will not be mocked. Read it for yourself.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, you'll not make a mockery of God. You'll not drop Him off at the bar. You'll not drop Him off at the crack house. You'll not do it. God is not there. You'll not drop Him off there. You'll not do it. God will follow you wherever you go. You can drag Him into that bar, but you'll have to take Him right back out with you. God will not be mocked.
Amen.
God will not be made a fool. You can't do that. Look at David. David made a mockery of God and he was punished for it. God took his son. But he had an attitude. When he hit rock bottom, he said, whether my son returneth to me, I don't know, but I shall go to him.
Yeah.
That's the attitude we got to have. When we hit rock bottom, we're all going to hit rock bottom. Life is full of ups and downs.
Yeah.
We're going to hit rock bottom. We're going to be hated. I've lost so many friends over announcing my calling to preach. I've lost so many friends, but God put new ones in their place.
Yeah.
They may not be young and go hunting with me, but I've got men like Jeff that loves me, Tommy that loves me.
Yeah.
They're there for me. I know they are.
Yeah.
I love people like that. It's good to lean on somebody, somebody to hold. I love it when God holds me up on his breast and loves on me and pets on me. Sometimes I just like to cry out to God. Sometimes I like to hit my knees and say, God, thank you for what you've done on Calvary.
Yeah.
He sat there and got beat beyond recognition for you and me. His light shined on earth. They know where God stood. They know who he was. They know what he's capable of. Every drop of blood that hit that ground, it cried, Jesus saves. Every drop of blood that hit that ground, it was a repentance for you and me. It gave us something to go to. Cling to the cross. Hold to the cross. The cross is something we got to have. Jesus Christ carried that cross.
Right.
And we got to carry our cross. We got to carry it no matter how hard times get. God is still God.
Yeah.
People say don't raise babies this day and time. Raise 1,000 of them. God is still God.
Amen.
He's been God from the beginning. He'll be God to the end. It says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God.
Yeah.
God didn't start in Bethlehem. Mary didn't give birth to Jesus there. Jesus, long before Mary was even born, he saw that he's going to have to die for this old rotten sin. He knew that he's going to have to send his son to die for us.
Yeah.
He sat there and got beat for you. I can sit up here and I can say my daddy or somebody got a car wreck. I lost 3 mammals to COVID. I've lost a lot of things in my life. I can sit up here and say my dog got run over or something like that, and you'll use every tissue that's in this church house. But I can sit up here and preach on the blood of Jesus Christ, and you won't even shed a tear.
Oh,
you'll not shed one tear for Jesus Christ. What did the old dog do for you? I ain't going to do nothing for him. Man will let you down. My daddy's going to let me down. I'm going to let you down. But God will never let you down. Man will always let you down. You'll lose friends. You'll lose family. But God is still God.
Amen.
He's there in the bad times. He's there in the good times. He's always been there. He's always been there.
Yeah.
Times where you can't feel God and he feels 1,000 miles away, that's when he's the closest.
He's
that's exactly when God is the closest.
Right,
like my brother was put in a hospital a few months ago. They thought he had leukemia. And they put him on the cancer floor. My brother's sitting there hurting in the hospital bed. And I got so angry at God. And I thought, God, why can't it be me? My brother's preached taught at churches before. He's done all this in your name. God, why can't it be me? He's done so much stuff for you, God. He's such a good kid. Why can't it be me? I've let you down so many times. But I seen something from that. I hit my knees more than I've ever hit my knees before. Yeah. My brother's in a hospital bed. And that weekend I announced my calling to preach because God got me on my knees and he broke me. I spent 3 or 4 hours at my prayer rock crying my eyes out. Yeah. And saying, God, why? Why, God? We always ask God, why? Why don't we just put a little faith in God?
Amen.
A buddy of mine that's sitting there, his name's Caden, he told me something that stuck with me. He said, sometimes we try to climb the mountains. Why don't we just have faith in God to move the mountains? Yeah. We try to climb over these valleys and these mountains. We try it our way, but how's that always end up? Never good.
Never good.
But God's light will forever burn inside of you. He said, it's like a fire that's shut up in my bones.
Yeah.
It's something that eats at you. If you ain't got a craving for the Lord Jesus Christ, you better get to checking.
Amen.
I met a woman. She said that I used to not have a craving to go to church. That's because you're lost.
Yeah.
Even if you're backslid on God, you've still got a craving for God. You still got that empty spot in your heart where you want to get closer to God. It don't matter how far you've run out on God, you still have that thing in your heart that wants you to get closer.
Yeah.
The world, our country is dying and going to hell. Our world is dying and going to hell. We're too worried about politics anymore. We're too worried about jobs and hunting and fishing. Hunting ain't a sin, but you put it before God, it is. Fishing ain't a sin, you put it before God, it is. TV ain't a sin, you put it before God, it is. Sports ain't a sin, but you put it before God, it is. You put anything before God and it's a sin.
Amen.
It don't matter what it is.
Amen.
It's a sin. But there's people today, they're scared to preach on sin. They're scared to preach on the blood of Jesus Christ. They're scared of it. I can promise you, honey, sin, preaching on sin is what got me saved. I was scared. I laid awake at night under conviction, couldn't sleep. God eat at me. He wrecked me. My life was torn to pieces. Alcohol ain't going to give you your answer. God ain't going to give you your answer. A man's not going to give you my answer. My daddy couldn't announce my calling to preach for me. My daddy just told me, if it's in you, it'll come out of you. If it's in you, it'll come out of you. If something is in you, if Jesus Christ is in you, you'll want to tell about it. There's a man that lives up my road. His name's Rodney Nelson. He drives a UT truck. He ain't pulling for the Florida Gators. That truck is orange and it's got a big UT symbol on it. He ain't pulling for the Florida Gators, the Georgia Bulldogs. He's pulling for the Tennessee. He's pulling for them. You know who he's pulling for when he goes through town. But people today, they're scared to show who they're standing for when it comes to God. People don't care to wear a football jersey or something like that. They ain't afraid to scream at them football games. They ain't scared to go out in the world and have fun with other people and brag about their hunting dogs. But they're scared to even mention the name of Jesus Christ. You let somebody come down here to Angles and bad mouth Trump or Joe Biden, you'll jump all over them. You'll be ready to fight them. Let somebody bad mouth Jesus Christ and you'll just go on and push your buggy. I've met a lot of people that way. There's a lot of people today, but I can tell you one thing, though, there ain't going to be no blue ticket or red ticket in heaven. I can promise you that. Jesus Christ, when you stand before him, ain't going to ask you if you're a Democrat or a Republican. He's just going to ask you, what have you done for him? There's going to be people that's saying, Lord, did I not do this and I not do that? He's going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Hell is real. Hell enlarges itself every day. There's people dying and going to hell every day. There's nothing you're not going to get out. You're not never going to get out. You're going to sit there and burn. You'll never die for eternity. Life down here is like a vapor. But there, it's eternity. You're going to sit there and burn and burn. Weeping. There's going to be people screaming, begging, God, help me. God, I'm home far. Lord, I need your help. God ain't going to hear you when you're down there. But God can hear you right now if you'll just give it to him. He's standing here with open arms waiting for you. But when you get to hell one day, God ain't there in hell, I can promise you that. His spirit's not there. Only people that's going to be down there is people that's not done nothing for Jesus Christ. It says people confess with their lips and mouth that they know me, but their heart is far from me. There's people that sit in the church house. They'll sit there and they'll sing. And they'll sit there and raise their hand. And they'll sit there and pray and preach. I've met preachers like that. But they don't know Jesus Christ in their heart. People think it's a game. People mocking Jesus Christ. Look at the Olympics where they mocked the Lord's Supper. They made it known. But there's people today,
that's not making it known they're still making a mockery of Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's a spit in God's face. If you can sit there in your pew and you can sit there and not be obedient to God.
Right.
I don't care what you say, you may be saved, but it's a slap in God's face if you can sit there and not do something for Him.
Right.
You may not be the type that jumps up and hollers and screams and cries. You just may be that type that goes and says a little quick prayer under your breath. You may be that person, but that's doing something for God. You got in this life, we've all got a purpose for God. But you got to fulfill that purpose. As I was telling them boys today, I liked when I got freedom from my parents. I liked it when my parents finally let me go hunting on my own. I can remember when I killed my first squirrel by myself. I was so excited. I was wanting to get it mounted. I was so excited. I love freedom that my parents gave me. God will give you your freedom. He ain't going to force it down your throat. But one day you will answer for what you've done to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He hung on that cross as that blood flowed down through there. He was tortured. His beard was plucked. How many of you has had a briar in your finger before? That hurts. Imagine that beard on top of your head, multiple, as if the blood dripped down from his head. But he done it out of love.
Amen.
He came to this earth. I want you to listen to this right here. He came to this earth. He borrowed the manger. He borrowed the tomb. He borrowed the cross. The only thing He came to this world and bought was you and me.
Yeah.
That's the only price He ever bought down here. But that was free. He bought it free. We got it free tonight. We ain't got to sit here and pay our tithes to get into heaven. There's so many preachers today. They want money. I'm not here for the money. I'm here for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If I had to walk or ride horseback here today, I'd have sat out yesterday and came because I love Jesus Christ that much.
Amen.
If you love something, you'll tell about it.
Amen.
I love my little dogs. I love my family. I'm proud of my family. I'll tell people about it. But are you proud of Jesus Christ? Do you love Him like I love Him? We can always get closer to God. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
We can always get closer. We'll never get as close as we want to. But are you close enough to God right now where you can feel Him?
Yeah.
We've always got something to pray about. There'll be people look me in the face, and I'll say, you can always come to this altar and pray. And they'll sit back there and they'll stub up on God. We're all bad for it. We all stub up on God sometimes. But I can safely say I can hit my knees and thank God. And when I pray to God, I talk to God. But when I read His Word, He talks to me.
Yeah.
You got to have that communication.
Amen.
You can't come in this church house and expect to be close to God if you don't read your Bible through the week.
Amen.
That ain't getting closer to God.
Yeah, Lord.
There's people that sits in this church house right now. You'll not be here tonight, will you?
Lord, help us.
You'll not be here tonight or Wednesday night because you don't love God. You don't love God like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
People that don't show up on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, they don't love God like they should. Your true and faithful church members are the ones that's here on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. They're the ones that supports the preacher, loves the church. Them is your true church members. But you can be if you'll get things right with God. You'll go to work 5 days a week, but you won't even give God no time. You know, if you don't go to work, you won't be able to pay your bills. But you won't even give God a little time. He gave you a car to ride. He gave you clothes on your back and shoes on your feet. But you won't love Him. I love God. I can raise my hands and say, thank you, God, for what you've done for me on Calvary. Thank you, God. I love you this morning, God. I thank you for what you've done in my life. Can you thank God this morning? Are you in a place where you can pray? It says in the Bible, for the good I want to do, I do not. For the bad I don't want to do, I do.
Yeah.
I want to be one of them prophets you hear about in the Bible that's walked and talked to Jesus. But you hear how I said I want to? I can if I'll just get closer, but I don't. I don't do it. I don't pray like I should. I don't get on my knees like I should and read more. That's because that's my own fault. That's not God's fault.
Right.
Yep. When we fall and fall short, we're all going to fall short of the glory of God. We know it must repent daily. We sin every day. But there's a difference in willfully sinning and sinning. It's still sin.
Yes.
But I'm not going to go out here after church and go to the Mexican restaurant and drink me a beer.
Yes.
I'm not going to go after church and pop a pill. I'm not going to go home and watch pornography or commit fornication or adultery with a woman. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to turn into a homosexual. That's willfully sinning.
Yes.
I can't help what Satan puts in my mind. We're human. But if you sit there and lust upon that and want something like that, that's willfully sinning. I don't care what anybody says. Alcohol looks good on a hot day on a billboard. It's dripping in it down that bottle, and it looks good and nice, and it looks like it'll wet your throat. Satan paints a pretty picture, but he don't show you the behind picture of that billboard.
Right.
He don't show you the families with brains splattered out all over the road. He don't show you the kids that's crying at home because their mom or daddy left them. He don't show you that. He shows you the good.
Right.
There's two roads one day you're going to face. Whether God ain't dealing, God may not be dealing with you right now, but He will. He give everybody a chance. But there's two roads one day you're going to have to take. You got Satan's road that has roses on it. It's got birds tweeting, and you've got people running around chasing honeybees. God's road may have briars on it. It may have rattlesnake laying in the road. But when you get to the end of that road, you're going to see heaven. It may be rough. It may be dangerous. It may be hurtful. But when you get to the end of that road, the pearly gates is waiting for you. When you get to the end of Satan's road, it looks beautiful right now. But when you get to the end of that, you're going to fall right off into hell. Satan will tell you he'll tell you a pretty lie. But God will tell you the painful truth. That's just the way it is. Life hurts. It does. The truth hurts. My daddy told me the truth many times. And I would get mad and I didn't want to hear it. But one day when I have kids, I'm going to tell my kids the truth. I'm going to tell them that I love them. My daddy used to say before he walked me, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. I didn't believe that, but now I do. My daddy loved me. He disciplined me. If my daddy didn't take me to church, I don't think I'd be standing behind this pulpit right now, Tommy. I just don't think I do. I would. Without God, I don't know where I'd be right now, but it sure wouldn't be in this church house. I know that I'd probably be somewhere with a needle stuck in my arm or somewhere's out here ruining my life. But God, but God's all I can say. But God, He done it all for you. Why can't you do it for Him? There's a woman in the Bible. I'm sure you've all read it. It's in Luke. She wiped Jesus' feet with the tears and the hairs of her head. Anointed Him, kissed Him. It talks about in the Bible, a woman's hair is her glory. Not a man. Not a man. That's not a man's glory. A man ought not have long hair. That, it says it in the Bible, a man ought not have long hair. But a woman's hair is her glory. I know women, my mom and sister, they fix their hair for hours on end of a morning. They love their hair. But she laid glory down at Jesus' feet that day. She laid it all down. She didn't care how her hair looked. She laid it down at Jesus' feet. That's what we got to do. We can't come to this altar and lay one sin down and bring back another. It don't work that way. You got to lay it all down at Jesus' feet. Every bit of it. You can't hold on to one sin. You got to lay it all down. Or God's not going to forgive you for them. I know I used to say, God, forgive me for this. But I still wanted to go drink, Tommy. I said, God, I'm sorry for doing this and doing that, but I didn't want to lay my drinking down, Tommy. I didn't want to lay down my filthy mouth. I was the popular kid at school. In eighth grade, I mean, seniors, they loved me, Tommy. They asked me to go hang out with them. I loved that. But one day, see, it says sin will last for a season. Your season may be years, or it may be a day. But my season was up. God was tired of playing games with me. We've got a jar of dice. But when all them dice runs out and you ain't got no more to play with, that's when you got to make a decision. God or Satan. There's no in between. But that night I was so brokenhearted. I wanted something that my daddy had, that my friends had. I've got a friend back there named Aiden Ray Adams. He told me the truth whether I liked it or not. I'm telling you, he's my friend. He didn't care to tell me the truth. He didn't care to tell me when I was right or when I was wrong because he loved me. If you love something, you'll tell them the truth. Parents today, they want to be their kids' friend. They don't want to be their parent. I can thank God my parents busted my hind end. They made me a man. It says in the Bible, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put the childish things away. When I was a child, I was out running around on God. When I was a child, I was out here making a mockery of my parents and God. But when I became a man of God, Jeff, I put all the childish things away. I was tired of running. I was tired of making a fool of myself. I was just digging a deeper hole. But when I became a man of God, I put the childish things away, Tommy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be known as a child of God. I want to be known as a man of God.
You
don't you, Tommy?
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of these people that thinks that are in church on Sunday morning and have sat here and raised their hands and shout hallelujah, but they'll go back out there and live like hell through the week, the Bible says.
Right.
They'll go through there and they'll live it up. They'll live it up 5 or 6 days a week, and they'll give God one day a week. God ain't like that. God is always open arms. He's long-suffering. But there's a time and place when your time is going to run out. We're not counting on tomorrow. When my brother was at, before he went to that hospital bed, I said, Covenant, I said, we're going to go fishing tomorrow, ain't we? Yes, sir, tell him we're going to get up in the morning and go fishing. That morning, my brother was in Murphy Hospital. We always count on tomorrow. We always bank on tomorrow. God may come back before I finish this message. If he does, where will you spend eternity? God said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll also be ashamed of you. I can thank God today that God brags about my name in heaven. Does he you? God said, I mean, God's not ashamed of me. I'm not ashamed of my Lord and Savior. I'm not ashamed of him. I thank the Lord that God is not ashamed of me. He ain't scared to tell people about Tillman Adams. I'm not scared to tell people about God. I'm not scared. I don't fear anymore.
Amen.
People that fear the worldly things are cowards.
Amen.
I can't stand a coward.
Amen.
A coward is something that backs down from a fight. They're not scared. They're scared of everything. Amen. I cannot stand a dog that when you turn it on a coon or something, the coon runs it off. And the dog is scared to death of it. I like a dog that's gritty and it'll get in there and fight tooth and nail. That's the way Christians got to be. Our world is not turned. It ain't because of we've got certain presidents in there. They say our country, it got shot in the foot when Vietnam started. After the Vietnam War, that's when America divided and split in half. No, it was just because Christian people quit praying. They ain't nothing. We can always get closer to God. But there's Christian people that won't hit their knees anymore. They're out here bad-mouthing our country. You've got gay pride people making a mockery of Jesus. You've got people out here that's making fun of God and think it's a game. The limp, it's all these people that's making fun of God. Where are you at during that? Are you over there telling them the truth? Are you out on the streets proclaiming the word of Jesus Christ? No, we're not. We're cowards. We're backing down from a fight. Satan is running the United States right now. He's taking over. He's going to take every last one of us if we don't get on our knees and pray. God will not stand for this. God will not let that Satan win. He'll not do it. But right now, he's winning the fight. But God will always win the war. But we're going to suffer for it if we don't get on our knees. We're getting punished. We're getting punished for the way we've all done God. We ain't hit our knees, we've turned our back on him. But if we'll set our affection on things above, you'll see America start happening, having good things again. Abortion will get out of here. Homosexuality, marriage will get out of here. All these people that's on drugs and alcohol will get out of here. We'll love them and show them Jesus Christ and they'll come. They'll come into church. People are beating people down anymore. They're making fun of the person that's on drugs or alcohol. But why don't you think about your sin first?
Right.
Before you down somebody else that's gone in a ditch or something. It says in the Bible, the ways of a transgressor is hard. It is. It's hard to get off what they're doing. But before you go down the road and badmouth somebody, think about your own sin. We sin daily. We all sin. But before you go out here and make fun of somebody else, think about your own sin. Let that sink in right now. Let that sink in. I want you to think about, I want you to close your eyes and think about what God done on Calvary. I want you to picture him as he's sitting there bleeding. The wounds that was torn, the flesh that's ripped off of him for you and me. Tommy, I can safely say that Jesus Christ is the best thing that's ever happened
that's
to me.
Right.
He didn't have to come.
Amen.
He didn't have to come down to this old
that's
nasty
right.
world, but he
that's
done
right.
it out of love.
Amen.
He loved me and you, Tommy.
Amen.
He loved us all. He went to that cross knowing that everybody was going to accept him. He did. But it talks about Genesis. It says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There was a time that I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There was a time that I never thought there was a way out. But God is the only true peace you'll ever find.
Amen.
He loves you. You ain't done enough sin that God can't forgive
that's
you for.
Right.
But there's a thing that's called a reprobated mind. That's when God's done with you. No matter how hard you pray, no matter how much you cry when you turn to a reprobated mind, God's done with you. He's done. You're hell bound. There's no hope for you. But you can escape that place if you'll just come to God. I can safely say I hit my knees, Tommy. And I can safely say that God knows my heart. You ain't got to say all these fancy words. I don't even think I said, Lord, save me that night. Yeah. But it says the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. God knows your heart. Yeah, I think I got saved as soon as I set one foot out of that pew. God knows what I came here for.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yes.
So why don't you give it all to God?
Amen.
He gave all that he had for you.
Amen.
Everything that he had. He gave up all his energy. He gave it all up.
Yep.
For you.
Yep.
Them nails didn't hold Jesus there. It was our sins that held him there.
Yep.
It was us that held him to that cross. He could have sent 12 legions of angels to come down here. One angel destroyed hundreds of thousands in one night.
Right.
Imagine what 12 legions would have done.
Right. Yep.
But he had the power to hold them back. He could have ended the earth when Noah's time. But he saw something. He saw me way down the road that was needing him.
Yeah.
He seen me, God, I need you now more than ever.
Yeah.
I gotta have you, God. I gotta have you in my life. I don't want to die and go to hell, God.
Yeah.
I can tell you there's about 5 acres of heaven that came down on my soul that night. I could have swung over hell on the grapevine. I could have swung back and forth. I can make my bed in hell today and sleep like a baby because I know that I'm not going to go there.
Amen.
I can make my bed in hell. When a preacher used to preach on hell, I was scared to death. It scared me. I bit every fingernail I had off. But now I can sit there and raise my hand and thank God and say, I ain't going to go there.
Amen.
One hair of my head will not go there.
Right.
That fire that the Hebrew children was in was so hot, it killed the men that throwed them in there. Imagine how hot hell's going to be.
Right.
You'll never experience anything as hot as what hell will be. It's a lake of fire. You're going to sit there in the middle of it and burn for forever. There's going to be people. Imagine, there ain't nobody likes to hear screams of frightening somebody that you can watch on the murder mysteries, anything, a woman or somebody screaming.
Yep.
It sends chills up you. That's what you're going to hear for eternity. You're going to hear people saying, God, please just give me one more chance. God, I know I let my light burn out.
Yeah.
I know, God, I didn't do what you wanted me to do, but God, give me one more chance. God will not give you another chance. When God comes back, it's all said and done. We that which remain on the earth, it says in the grave, that dead in Christ shall rise first, and thus that which remain will meet him in the air. It don't say everybody will meet him in the air. It don't say everybody, it's just those that are saved.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if God came back today and you seen all them people flying up to meet him in the air and you didn't get lifted off the ground? Can you imagine that? Because you're going to hell. People say we're all going to stand before God. The lost people ain't going to stand before him. They're going to have to kneel before God. They don't have the right to stand before God. They don't. We're all sinners. We're all sinners saved by grace. But one day, are you going to be a sheep or a goat? The sheep's on the right and the goat's on the left. People's dying and going to hell every day. Every day. Hey, somebody died today. This died and went to hell. But you can change that. What's holding you back? If somebody sets their life at you from coming to the altar, they need God just as much as you do.
Yeah.
They ain't going to make nobody set their life at you. But if they do, they need God just as much as you do. Satan will bother you with that. What are they going to think about you? I was a preacher's son, addicted to alcohol. I was bad shape. But I made things right with God and he took that away from me.
Yeah.
I tried to quit. I tried to get rid of it. I was afraid I was going to lose my best friend. Aiden was my best friend, but I was afraid I was going to lose him. I was afraid I was going to lose my family. And I tried to quit, but I couldn't. Tommy, I just couldn't quit. I had a craving for that. But when I got humble with God and gave it to God, he took it away.
Right.
I didn't have to try anymore. He took it away from me.
Yeah.
God will take your sins away from you. But you've got to lay it down at his feet. You've got to lay all the glory down. God will wash you from head to toe. He'll cleanse your heart. We're all still going to sin. When you get saved, that's when the battle begins. It ain't when you get saved, you stop right there. You got to keep trucking.
Amen.
A truck driver's got to try and drive to against his destination, but he can't stay there. He's got to drive his truck back.
Yeah.
When you get to that destination where you get saved, you got to drive your truck back. You got to keep on pushing. We're so bad to reach for the things behind instead of reaching for the rope that's in front of us.
Yeah.
I can remember when my dad would take me fishing. He would hold my hand, Tommy, and I would feel so safe. And my daddy, I know nothing was going to hurt me as long as my daddy was there. I'd fall on a rock or something, my dad would pick me up. That's how God is. We fall, we kick the rocks out from under us, but God never lets go of our hand. But there's going to be one day you'll not be have a hold of God's hand anymore. You're going to burn for forevermore. And when I say burn, you're going to burn. You're going to fry in hell. There's going to be people crying, saying, God, help me. Help me, Lord, I need you now. God, Lord, oh my goodness, Lord, I need you. But he's not going to hear you cry. God one day is coming back. He said he would. And he's going to. God keeps his promises.
Yeah.
He's done all they said he's going to do. He done it all. He said that he's going to die on that cross, and he died on the cross.
Right.
He said that he could save us from hell. He saved me from hell.
Amen.
And he's coming back one day on that cloud. Are you going to meet Jesus in the air?
Yeah.
Or are you going to burn in hell for forevermore? There's not going to be a hair upon my head that'll touch that place. Because of the grace of God, Tommy.
Right.
He gave us something. He gave us our Bible to go by. The Bible teaches us about hell, a place called hell, outer darkness. You'll not see no light there. I know fire, it gives off light, but there it won't.
That's right.
There's a flame, a brimstone flame. You can find it. It's a black flame. It burns black. And it's the hottest flame you'll ever feel in, on this world. God burned them up in Sodom and Gomorrah. And he's going to send fire and brimstone on this earth one day, and you're going to burn up with it. And the world's going to be over with. It's going to be over with, and I feel like that time's not very long.
Right.
If you can see, the signs are here. All the signs that God's given us, Bible prophecies have fulfilled themselves.
Yeah.
We ain't got much time, so why don't you give God your time while you're still here?
Amen.
Why don't you just give God a little bit of your time? He just asked to be number one in your life. He never said that we couldn't hunt and enjoy life. That's what we're here for. He gave us animals to hunt. He gave us people to talk to and life with. He gave us love, something that we can love with. But God also wants to be first in your life.
Right.
God don't have a problem with you playing sports, hunting or fishing. But you got to put God first.
Yes,
you got to pray. Yes. You got to love God. Yes. You got to show the love. But there's people today that put God second. There's something that they're putting before God.
Yeah.
But God ain't gonna, don't think God's going to bless you until you keep him first in your life.
Amen.
God ain't going to bless somebody that don't give them no time.
Yeah.
Why would you go out here and give somebody a brand new car when they ain't done nothing for you? Why would you go out here and do something for somebody that's never done a thing for you? That'd just be like somebody, if somebody hurt you really bad and done something cruel to you. Why would you go and help them when they've never done nothing for you? But God puts something in our life. When you get saved, you can help anybody.
Yeah.
God gives you a love. You can love anybody. I promise you, Tommy loves you. I love you, and I love you in a God way. I love everybody.
Yeah.
But I also don't sit down at the dinner table with everybody. I'm not going to sit over here and eat with these people that's making a mockery of God. It just don't work that way. You don't see God nowhere in the Bible that sat down at the table with the devil. You don't see that anywhere, do you? If you care, I'd like to know where it's at. God don't sit down at the dinner table with the devil. And we don't sit down there with the devil. That's not what we're here for. Satan one day is going to be bound in the lake of fire. So he's going to try to bring everybody with him.
Yeah.
I've met so many people when they fall, Tommy, they want people to fall down with them. They don't want to fall alone. But I had a man tell me one time, he said, a true man will never cry. Jesus wept, and he's a bigger man than you'll ever be.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ did not have to cleanse the lepers. Tommy, he didn't have to give the lame legs and stuff to walk. He didn't have to give the blind eyes to see. He didn't have to raise Lazarus from the dead. He was God enough that day on Calvary, laying his life down on that cross. That was God enough for me. That done it all for me. He proved that he was God enough on Calvary. But as they come and get us a song, I just want you to come give God a little attention. God just wants to be first in your life.
That's right.
We've always got something to be thankful for. I say this every message. You can always give God thanks for something.
That's right.
Anything, you can pray for your church family. I need prayers. Tommy needs prayers. We all need prayers. But if you're in a shape where you can't pray for yourself, you're in bad shape.
Yeah.
There's people today that will write notes on a prayer card. No, I have a preacher pray for them. I'll pray for you, honey. Yes, I will. But if you can't pray for yourself, you're in bad shape.
Yeah.
I want people to pray for me. I need prayers. But I can also pray for myself.
Wow.
I'm in a place where I can get a hold of God. But can you get a hold of God? Where is He at in your life? Do you love Him?
Yeah.
Does your light shine? At school, people know where I stand, Tommy, with God.
Yeah, yeah.
The only book they may ever read is me.
Amen.
I'm going to let them down, but I'm also going to show them God.
Help us, Lord.
Please. I'm going to show them that I love God. Because, believe it or not, the world's starving for the truth.
Yeah.
They want to hear the truth, whether they think it or not.
Yeah.
The truth will stand, Tommy, when the world is on fire.
Right.
God, the whole world may be lost. But God can save them. He can do anything He wants to do.
Amen.
But first we're going to have to get on our knees and pray.
Yeah.
And beg God to show us. And
Amen.
let God let us get on our knees and thank Him once more for what He's done in my life. You can sit here and thank God for something. He saved you from hell. Why can't you thank Him this morning?
Amen.
He done it all for you as we stand.
Thank
I want to thank God. What He's done in my life.
Amen.
I'm going to sit here and I'm going to pray. I'm going to sit here behind this pulpit and I'm going to say, God, thank You for what You've done in my life.
Yeah.
Can you say that? Come cry and give it all to Jesus. He can make your life a bed of roses if you'll just let Him. God never said it was going to be easy. God said, if possible, live a peaceful life. But you're not going to. You can try, but you're not going to. Somebody is always going to run your name in the dirt. I lost my best friend. I've done a lot for that boy, Tommy. I took him out of my own home. I loved that kid. And now he's out running my name in the dirt. It's because people are ashamed. They can't swallow the fact that you've moved on and found something greater.
Yeah.
That's something they ain't got.
Yeah.
But we got to love them. No matter what they do to you. God was crucified. But He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what
Amen.
They do. Them people that beat Him,
yeah.
He forgave those too. Look at them thieves. They deserve to be up there on that cross. We deserve to be up on that cross. But that man in the middle didn't deserve none of it.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve nothing, but He done it out of love.
Yes,
what are you afraid of? We ain't have nobody knocking on our door killing us right now.
Yeah.
Like they had to face in the Bible. John the Baptist was beheaded. He got his head cut off. We ain't had to face nothing like that. And we still don't even pray like we should. We don't lift our hands like we should. But I can promise you, just like Tommy said, we must decrease so God can increase. We've got to get as humble as a child. We got to get as low down as a child. As heartbroken as a child. And we got to fall before God. And let Him cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
God never said to His one, He saved you from sin, but He never said we wouldn't sin again. We're going to sin every day. But we've got something that the old sinners don't have. We've got hope. We've got a place in heaven waiting for us. But every head bowed. I ain't never done this before, but every head bowed, every eyes closed. I want you to think about that judgment day. As you're standing before God, and hell's to your left, and heaven's to your right. Hell, you hear people right now screaming as God's casting them into the lake of the fire. Hell bound. There's people burning in hell right now because they didn't want to let pride go. But there's heaven where there's rivers flowing and people there waiting to love on you. But when you get there one day, you're not going to get saved there at judgment. God ain't there anymore. You're going to go off into hell and burn for forevermore. Take a look at this. You can tell that God ain't happy with what's going on in this world right now. He ain't happy. It ain't funny. God don't play no games with you. But you can help this world out. by praying.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be one of them that stands in front of television and proclaims the blood of Jesus Christ. Your prayers this morning will help the world out, believe it or not. But as they sing, I beg you to come.
Yeah.
I beg you to thank God for what He's done for you. Can you?
Yeah.
As they sing, I pray you come.
379.
If you're lost, I pray you come. If you're backslid, I pray you come. But you've always got something to thank God for. If you're physically able, you ought to be in this altar thanking God for something. If you're physically able, thank God for what He done for you.